Okay. The next item on the agenda is treasurer's report.
Treasurer's report is regarding the LSB finances, and the report is two parts. We have $900 budgeted in this year's budget for the LSB. We haven't spent any of it yet. There's a request from the Town Hall Task Force to spend $534.80 to cover the cost of the LSB Town Hall.
No. The total is
$109 for copies of flyers. That's $109 kind of reimbursement for flyers.
Copy reproduction, yeah.
Coming up, the upcoming expenses are for the donation for the state.
How much? $100 for the state. Okay.
$235 for food. We want to get a
$235 for food.
Yeah. There's a porta potty to accommodate disabled people because the building only has bathrooms upstairs.
How much? $100?
$100 for disabled portable toilet. $50 for chair rental, $10 for balloons, $45 for plate utensils, glasses, and napkins, $50 to a guard that comes to the facility, and $40 for miscellaneous. There's been some money raised from donations already.
$315.
So the budgeted total is $749.
Where is this location?
It's 1137 East Redondo Boulevard in Englewood. It's near a couple of blocks from the corner of Florence and Centra. And also, the premises of three LA high schools.
What did you say was three?
It's 1137 East Redondo Boulevard. That's not in Redondo Beach. It's in the city of Englewood. It's about a block north of Florence and blocks west of Crenshaw.
Okay. Between Crenshaw and La Brea.
Right. That's the general.
There's no La Brea down there. It must be Hawthorne.
No, there's no La Brea. Hawthorne is at Century.
Right.
It becomes La Brea at Century, and Florence is north of it.
It's essentially the southern portion of the Crenshaw district.
That's
a request to the board to allocate essentially $750 for the cost of the town hall.
On July 27th, we did a town hall about 2 years ago. I think it was about $350 for expenses. I think this is excessive. I'm going to vote against it. Okay, so how much is, aren't we budgeted around 900 for LSB expenses?
Yeah, we have 900 for LSB expenses for the
course of the year. Yeah, so we no longer, we haven't been paying for venues for a couple of years now. This is free. And so I would think that it's been budgeted, but whatever we can contribute to it would defray from the expense that I'm willing to contribute.
Also, it's a celebration of 55 years, so they're added costs.
I think the plan is also to have a pitch and a donation at the town hall, which would probably cover recover some of those expenses. But any donations that board members care to make would also reduce it.
Yeah, so I'll pledge 100, so reduce it by.
Okay, so that would be good.
Thank you, Lydia. That's great.
And I pledge to be there and help clean up and set up whatever. That's what I can do.
And by the way, they did. The city of the little baskets, huh? I've also donated a bunch of flyers. No, let's talk about that because otherwise, anyway, if anybody wants to.
Yeah.
Is there, do you want to? Is that
okay, motion to approve the 750 with the proviso that you know, we would raise funds at the event to recover the expenses.
Second.
Is there any objection? Anyone? Any other? Does this report? C&D report? Any updates, directors? Yes?
Really, we don't have too much, I don't have too much to report, really.
You have a minute.
Taking the foundation to go over and over, and it's really up all the electricity. That's what I can say.
Right.
It's very, very bad what they are doing. You know, things really, you know, I'm taking it.
No, on the plus side is that the committees are up and running and they're operating, and so I know on the personnel committee that Kim and I are on, at least we're starting to embark on a process for a permit to be for a search, and so things are moving, like sometimes walking through quicksand, but we're getting there. And also we have some good news from Brian from Archives, Brian DeShazer, I don't have that email, because the National Records Archive that holds the country's historical records is housing some of our content from the archives, which is, you know, incredible, and we should be trumpeting those things where we are really making an impression. It helps us to appreciate. We get so bogged down in the minutiae and the fights and so forth that we forget the impact that we've had on people. I was shocked once I came into Pacifica how many people actually their activism came out of listening to Pacifica. I mean, that's
not me. I came out of a movement that then, you know, is complemented by KPSK, but it's always been amazing to me how many people are, including some of the younger generations. I was really encouraged by your presence. Thank you very much. And anyway, so those are the highlights. So it's the good, the bad, and the ugly in Pacifica, as it's always been, I think. And let's strive to do more good and make this town hall a success and get the work done.
Thank you.
So I've been encouraged that I think we're starting to reach out and to each other, and we're starting to get some work done. So that's encouraging, and I still hope for that to continue. And this way we could get some work done, we could get to, you know, getting an ED and getting an attorney, a permanent attorney. As you know, I've been sued as a director of Pacifica. In fact, I was served right here in the General Manager Search Committee. You know, that's kind of a sad statement to make, but that's, you know, I just want to be upfront and honest with you because that's what I think you want me to do. So I just hope that, you know, we can continue to turn the page, move on, get the audit done, and get some of the other things that really need to be done. And also there's going to be a development task force on a national level that's going to happen. There's a meeting tomorrow night, starts at 5:30, and you can stream it on kpftx.org, and I encourage you to stream it, and I want to warn you that you have to have some tolerance for a lot of the stuff that really happens, but there's a lot of good stuff that happens too, in spite of having to take 2 to 3 hours to approve an agenda. Sometimes. Hopefully we can move on from that. Like the last meeting was a little bit more encouraging. And I'm also encouraged to see someone just fairly younger than me to be on the community advisory board. That's very encouraging. And I applaud the work that David's been doing on that and Billy as well. Keep with it. And so with that, my report.
Another
director.
No.
The director first.
I'll just say that I see not quite so worldly a picture. There are deep problems with the finances, with the accounting situation. With the national office and staffing of it, and last year's audits have problems, and this year's audit hasn't even begun yet, and I'm not sure how it's going to work out because it's I don't know, nobody's got a real good plan. And all the stations are suffering. They're not raising enough money and they're not monitoring their expenses. And it's a big crunch. So it's a tough, we're in a tough situation right now and I'm not sure how it's going to work out. That's it.
Okay. Both Lawrence and Rodrigo mentioned that they were being sued.
Chuck, speak into the mic.
And that Pacifica was being sued. So my question is, who is suing Pacifica and Lawrence and Rodrigo? And is it confidential or a secret?
No, it's not confidential. It's not a secret. You can find it on the Alameda website. And it's a group of directors who believe that there are things being mishandled significantly. So
Can the names be mentioned, please?
Yeah, I don't know where to go.
But the good news is that so far in the court rulings, that Pacifica has prevailed, and including those of us that have been sued, and has prevailed consistently so far in the rulings. And if anyone's interested in those, let me know. I download them from the court site, even though I get them from our attorneys. I download the version that's on the court site.
I wanted to give a couple of reports from PMB committees. As the treasurer of our local board, I'm on the National Finance Committee, and we passed a motion the other day requesting the interim executive director and the chief financial officer to provide the accurate up-to-date financials for all five stations through June by the July 8th meeting of the NSB. And that was forwarded, I think, by the secretary of that committee, R. Paul Martin, I think, from WBAI, to the IED and the CFO. The election committee has a meeting and also is trying to determine how we can set a date for and hold the election, if that was postponed by the previous meeting last year when it was supposed to be held for this year without really any provision for the timetable. The previous executive director did not hire a national election supervisor, so the current one is trying to get that done. There was a posting of that job opening, and we're trying to ascertain how we can proceed. The elections are probably not going to take place. I know they're not going to take place on the bylaws schedule because they already removed this year. We're trying to figure out a way to hold it with the bylaws in the rules, and it will probably stretch well into the next fiscal year and probably into the next calendar year once we get started.
To keep it brief, I would say that unfortunately, it seems to me that a rogue element with a hidden agenda took over the board and undid 1 year of careful personnel work on the committee that I headed, consulted with the personnel department, with HR, with attorneys on the process, and they made grave, grave errors, as far as I'm concerned, in violation of their fiduciary responsibility, in not even consulting with HR or attorneys before making a very unwise firing and rehiring moves, completely unjustified. And for people who tout the courts, I want you to remember that we're looking at a Supreme Court that thinks that corporations are people and money is speech. Courts make errors, and the Alameda courts are particularly close to some people who have been at least linked to some of the financial losses that Pacifica has suffered. And although the other side of the issue is amused by it, it represents tyranny of the majority, in which case they don't really care as long as they have the votes. Principle throughout the window, and the hidden agenda becomes the operating manual. And of course, they're very pleased with themselves.
I'll put myself on the back.
Michael, thank you for your financials. Will you please forward to the LSB the financials for the other four stations so that this LSB can appreciate the depth of our financial problems?
The last ones I had that were from the entire network were the ones I forwarded early in January that were through the first quarter, and that had all five stations on it. I don't have anything. I'll send it again.
Please. And these are electronic. I'd like to get these electronic.
I just want to comment on what one of the members just mentioned. There's some great errors that were made at the national level.
Yeah, there was actually an error. There was, touching corruption really did. Some members of the National Board got together. They crafted.
Sorry, Rico, talking like this. You're not.
They crafted. Can I speak to me?
I want to hear what you're saying. Say it behind the mic. Move your hand with your mouth.
Thank you.
Okay.
I couldn't hear him fine.
On January 20th, some members of the National Board signed a fake contract. A contract that they crafted themselves, giving the word to some of
you. Right here.
This year, 2014, and they wanted to pass it as an approved contract that, was supposed to be approved by the National Board, which was not approved. So that big mistake, is creating us, a big turmoil at the national level. I mean, from my point of view, these people are corrupted, really corrupt. And whoever is helping them, and whoever is backing them, is also corrupted because they are covering and maliciously act that affected the foundation, very bad. And still, not only that, but they haven't ended up doing it. These people are still taking the foundation to court over and over again because they do not have any more representation now. They are representing themselves, even causing more harm.
So, you keep interrupting.
Watch out. Watch out who you're going to elect next time.
For the election.
Right, for the election. Check it out. Who you're going to be electing and who's supporting that people?
Those
people.
Thank you,
Rodrigo. Very corrupt. Very corrupt. Well, I take exception with Mr. Crenshaw's characterization of this board, specifically the National Board. I think what happened last year was that's where the road board really was, where there was nothing being able to come onto the agenda. There was no democracy involved, and there was no democracy involved in crafting a bogus contract. So, and of course that's cited many times over and over again, and it will continue to side with the Pacifica Foundation in regard to these phony, desperate lawsuits that are being filed against us. So, and to compare, you got to hear how desperate someone is when they compare the Supreme Court to something that we're actually going through. Is really surprising, and I, really feel sad for Mr. Crenshaw to even make a statement like that.
We are at time, but I didn't want to have myself on the stand.
And appointed personal privilege, okay. I would mention by name.
I am an LAUSD teacher, and I deal with students who have different perceptions of a lot of things, and we get into some big discussions. And I read these court documents, and what the judge had provided for the background, and the statements that led to the conclusion, I disagree with the perception here because I agree with the statements when I read the court document of the justification. So there's a different analysis about how judges may rule.
Justification for or against what is being represented?
We need clarity.
The opportunity for public comment. Yes.
So I would just say that because my name is...
Thank you.
I didn't mention that. I would ask for a point of personal privilege. That is that I didn't mention anybody by name, and although I think that the people who are involved in what happened appear to be concerned about what is happening to the Ithaca. We see that the sale of the station, WBAI, the Eastern Station, seems to weigh heavily on the agenda. And as I understand it, Summer Reese, the executive director who was duly elected, was at the point of uncovering some financial mishandling at the $80,000 of unaccounted for funds at the KPFA office. And I think that those kinds of issues seem to be weighing heavily on what's happening at the national level, and it saddens me to see that people have developed an after-the-fact analysis of what happened when, in fact, they voted to fire Summer Reese with no reason whatsoever.
An order, not a point.
That's accusation without any propaganda.
Public comment? Oh, I'm sorry.
I wanted to ask a question on different subjects.
Okay.
Very quickly, there was something that was raised about when and how programs, or when and how the new standards for program for the fund drive should be. I just want to plead that it should be made clear, not just consultation with the disadvantaged programmers. We are requesting that it should also be in coordination, which means the IGM should discuss how it intends to carry out these changes before the LSB, meet with various constituents of KPFK before those changes are made. And Madam Chair, the last issue I want to raise before you, just to advise us, is about 9:45 now. Are you sure we are going to get to the area where you are talking about CAB reports and other matters? If not, perhaps you want to advise those of us who are waiting for that question of this agenda.
Yes, I'm a little bit new to all of this, and I'm starting to wonder why one LSB member always exits the room, or seems to exit the room, when people are into the microphone. Anyway, I guess I was mistaken. She doesn't exit the room, it just seems that way.
I think that does not
exit. Is that all you're going to say?
Good evening. For something like 10 years, I've been emphasizing the fact that, in my point of view, the only way we can handle the dwindling membership is to get innovative and essentially target a much larger population rather than just the people already tuning in by things like billboard ads, train and bus ads. During the last community advisory board meeting, just this last Saturday, I happened to have a long conversation with Marlena Bond, and she explicitly explained to me that she has researched this issue about ads and found that with Metro, we can obtain free or very close to free ads at their different facilities. Now, if this is legitimate, this is a gold mine, and you people need to really jump on this like oil on rice. This could be a super win. I've brought it many times in the past. It frequently gets tabled, but the general manager says,
well, look into that.
And excuse my French, but that's bullshit. Never going anywhere. Just like when you said, sir, what about a real news department? Oh, we're going to have that by next year. Never happened. Thank you.
Even rational people sometimes do the rational thing. And sometimes people can think irrational, some of us, do rational things. Like a broken clock, as they say, can be right twice, at least twice a day. But of course, you need a running clock to know when the two times are. I'm not trying to be obscure. My point is that when I left the board some years ago, something of over $6 million had been spent on legal fees, lawyers, suits, many of them among us. I'm sure by now it must be approaching $7 or $8 or more million. It's craziness. I'm not calling any of you crazy. I'm saying the process is crazy. Mediation, negotiation are established methods for dealing with things. People who ostensibly have the same goal but have different ways of going about it have differences.
I've urged this for a long time. No one disagrees, but say, well, the other side won't agree. But would you rather destroy the whole operation, either financially or otherwise, and do that? But the number one thing I urge is, at any point, even now, is mediation instead of fighting it out verbally here, which most people don't understand what you're talking about. I don't get it all, and I know probably more than some. Your reports are pretty poor, and you're all my friends, I think. At least I feel that way. But these are very poor reports. Having him all these meetings in process and not to give us the facts and details. We need to be level with each other. Very little needs to be kept private in this operation.
Okay.
Remember, it was democracy, accountability, transparency was the point of the so-called revolution 10 years ago. We haven't achieved it by any means.
Thank you, Ken.
Okay. I am going to have time to speak about the town hall event, aren't I? And the cab is going to be able to address.
You have questions for the director.
I'm sorry? I need to know if this is coming up because it's on the agenda.
It's on the agenda, but it's 10 to 10.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be possible. Let's do it.
So this is not proper, is it? It is not correct. I am the chair of the committee working so hard, and I have not been afforded the time to speak about this event and how critical it is. But I wanted to read a poem. It's in English and Spanish. It is by William Arthur Ward. Very, very short. The adventure of life is to learn. The purpose of life is to grow. The nature of life is to change. The challenge of life is to overcome. The essence of life is to care. The opportunity of life is to serve. The secret of life is to dare. And the beauty of life is to give. Okay, I want to talk about the town hall event. It's very, very critical. We have not had one in 2 years. Under the bylaws, we need to have at least two per year. This is how detached we have been away from the community. And what has been happening right now is that we are planning to have a celebratory event because we want to share with the community that we are coming out. We just reached 55 years. It's incredible that we have managed to be on air, non-commercial, on air 55 years. This is remarkable. And we deserve to share with balloons and cake and everything else. So we will have a wonderful event, and I expect everybody to promote it and join us and come. Thank you.
Okay, so on the national board, we have about 8 directors, serving about 11 directors, and the case has not been dismissed because it hasn't been shown to be frivolous. Each side believes in their interpretation of the events. The court documents on preliminary rulings on a limited amount of evidence are going to support the court's decision. So far, the court has decided in favor of the defendant and not given the suing directors any special help in getting remedies beyond actually hearing the full case. There will be a time when the court will want to enforce a settlement before it finally gets to trial. And the suing directors, having lost in these preliminary motions, should be more inclined to settle. Pacifica has to be included in the case because it's all about Pacifica, but nobody is actually trying to get money from Pacifica. So it's just directors fighting directors because they have different interpretations of that.
Well, I realize there can be conflicts between different parties and different situations. I've been listening to KPFK since the late 1980s, and I actually discovered KPFK listening to Frank Sontag's show overnight on KLOS. That's how I found out about KPFK, which brings me to the idea of the demographics that KPFK is focusing on. There's all kinds of missed opportunities out there, folks. I mean, first of all, the younger people here. Now I work at community college, and they need a voice. They have a future. You know, it's their world that's going to be happening here pretty soon. It's their issues. And And we do have to have programming for them and things that make them feel like they're part of what's going on. By the same token, the baby boomers got most of the advantages, which means they have most of the money. Mm-hmm. You need to find ways to reach out to the baby boomer generation who's got the money. By the way, not us younger baby boomers. Okay? And also other demographics, too. Like, you know, there were 500,000 people at the Pride Festival this past weekend. There's an audience right there you need to reach out more to. And you know how you do it? You do it by pulling on people's heartstrings, genuinely, not bullshit. Genuinely pull on their heartstrings, something that actually means something to people, like equality and love and caring for one another, like economic injustice, like Occupy. Brought up all the time.
If I can see our, and who's afraid I have been here, I'll show it to you. We were in the parade.
Yes, I know. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know who is trying to bankrupt the Pacifica. And they sit here and talk about democracy, democracy. I was at the peace vigil. Few people, they come to us, they said, their democracy is two wolves are sitting and having a road between them.
A what? A war.
Between these two walls, there is a goat. And the wolf says, what is for dinner? This is your two-party system. It's bankrupt, and there is no way that you people could support this system. You are bankrupt because you are not in the community. These are people that they are in community. They have the young generation support. This is it. This is the reality. These two-party system that you support are bankrupt.
I have a point of information. The LSB did attempt to do a town hall last year in the studio. It was on April 1st, and we were in the studio, and ironically, the phones went down. We couldn't get any callers in, and our tech person was running around, so we decided maybe they can ask the questions online, and then the internet was down for that 1 hour.
Interesting.
So
how come
we did that? That's not on me. We were in the studio. We did make an attempt to reach the community. So.
And there was one in Spanish also, wasn't there? There was a city town hall.
That was not April. That was last year.
Yeah. Oh. April of last year.
Very interesting. Any directors have any response?
No.
Okay.
No.
We have bylaws amendments. unless we can do our reports. So just to announce the delegates meeting. Okay. So we have a committee and task force report. Lydia?
Yeah, before we move on from the bylaws, okay. Just to check out online, if you don't have online access, John, you have copies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See John, he has hard copies of the bylaws that we will be voting on for the next meeting. It's always very technical, so I really strongly recommend that you review them. So that we can have input from our listener members on each of these bylaws amendments. And the National Board will be voting on them on July the 17th. The bylaws require that both the National Board and three local station boards from out of our five stations approve those bylaws with a majority of the entire membership, not just of those present. So, again, go online at pacifica.org if you want to read them, or go see John. He has a hard copy for them. Thank you.
Can you do a a cab report and a town hall cab
report?
Yeah.
The town hall.
David? Go ahead.
It's time to adjourn.
No, it's
not the 8. Can we please come right
there?
Yeah, be quiet and listen for 2 minutes.
I'm not agreeing.
Oh my God,
Madam
Chair, I'd like to move that we
extend
for 10 minutes.
Second. Is there any objection?
Yeah, I
agree. Okay, we'll take a vote. If you would like to extend for 10 minutes, please raise your hand.
Advisory Board Facilitator. I'm sorry, I didn't know I was going to be giving the report tonight, so I didn't bring a copy of the report, so I've made a few notes down from memory. But we had our last cab meeting at the station on Saturday, June 7th. We had two guest speakers. We invited programmer Brad Friedman and Desi Doyne to come, and he gave us a rundown on his radio experience, how he became involved with Pacifica, his work on election issues, voting machine fraud, and other things of that nature. And he took questions and answers from the attendees. We also had a second group of guests from the El Comité de la Esperanza. We had a Mr. Perez and his translator there. And what they're doing is they came to speak to us about a gentrification issue in his Boyle Heights neighborhood. They live in a large 1940s built apartment complex that has been bought by a developer that wants to be raised. The raising of this complex would affect over 1,000 residents, which would be have a larger impact than during the Chavez Ravine eminent domain problems that happened many years ago at the Dodger Stadium. And so he explained what's going on there. We had a question and answer, and we're going to try to schedule a CAB meeting in Boyle Heights with them also in attendance so we can follow up on that. Programming, there was a lot of things regarding local news. We'd like local news fully restored. A current issue is that the community calendar has been bounced off the morning edition due to the Sonali simulcast issue. And so they're still recording the community calendar. Of course, Terry Guy is out with his injury right now, but it's only playing one time a day. And we feel that that's important to be at least back on twice a day, or even three times a day. It'd be great to have it on at noon. So we're asking that some slot in the morning they put the community calendar back on. We also wanted to talk about music programming. We still don't think we're addressing the silver-haired rock and roll people that would like to have their own show, that would also facilitate people like Densmore and our other big dollar donors that can then come in and have a regular program that they can sit in for Fun Drive, and also a program with deep cuts, which are the tracks on albums that are not widely heard. We had several comments about wanting more of an underground music program that would attract young people. A film review show. We're sitting here in Los Angeles. We have Hollywood across the freeway. We don't ever talk about Hollywood. We don't ever talk about it. We never invite any of these people to come to the studio. We could be reaching out to these folks, and maybe they'd become KPFK fans that way. We'd like to see some top-of-the-hour news breaks and traffic breaks, especially during drive time, because people are having to flip the dial during Margaret's program and maybe at 5 o'clock because they need to know what's going on with traffic, and they like to have a little news and weather and that kind of thing. So that was also mentioned, and also to do that at lunchtime. On fundraising, special events, live fundraising programs, music events would be desirable, advertising on bus benches, trains, budget for outreach and cab meetings. CAB's been operating for 2 years now with a zero budget, and it's running us about $50 a meeting to actually prepare all the photocopies, and we also have some other goodies and things that we do. Handouts, we don't have any handouts, we don't have any cards, we don't have any program schedules, we have nothing to do for outreach except we have bumper stickers. We're requesting that something be done with the website so that anyone could photocopy or print off the program schedule from the website. Right now you can only print it off in black and white, and it comes out in 4 pages, unless you fool around with it for a long time, which I did. And I got it on 3 pages, and I've been printing my own program schedule so I can hand them out at CAB meetings and some of the other off-site outreach programs we've done. Anyway, shorter fund drives, we all like that. We mentioned online auctions. We think that at least the archive should have a permanent presence where people can go on and buy archive material. And Brian DeShazer shouldn't let anything go for $14. I mean, some of the material that's priceless, one-of-a-kind material, he lets go out the door for $14, $15. We suggested that they start on, say, a $40 list price program with a discount available, say, half off for KPFK Pacifica members or some other kind of program. But we think that that's a fund source that's not being tapped properly. And anyway, there's a few other things, but I'll call it a day there.
Just to let you know, you can get the with the program printed out. Jesse has sent, and they're on neon colored paper. You can get stock of the program.
Well, I've been asking Jesse for about 6 months for program schedules, and I can't get any. Zero. And I've also asked her about the website. I've confirmed what I just said. She has the same problem. So when she is getting printouts, see, that's some other way. But if you go to KJAZ and other radio stations, you go to the program schedule and you can print it out on one page. Very easily done.
ABS. Outreach committee or
journal?
Right here.
Marissa,
you
want to
go first?
And
I'll go.
July 10th. At Greasy Park PR.
Oh, no. Is it July 6th is a Sunday or July 3rd is a Thursday?
It's
the
6th.
It's
Sunday. Okay,
six.
July 6th.
We are celebrating Abu Jamal's birthday, 68th birthday, at the Griffith Park, and we are inviting everybody to participate and be part of the outreach committee. Also, we are having a movie night at Echo Park Film Center on a monthly basis, and we would like to invite all of you. If you have any movie which is interested, you could come to outreach committee and we could, you know, choose a different community to show this film. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the food.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for the food.
So just a quick rundown on the timeline. The event is going to be mainly to listen to the subscribers, to the listeners of KPFK, to give them ample space, and that we have not had a town hall in 2 years. So this is going to be their celebration, and also the value of KPFK again being 55 years on air. We are going to be handing out cue cards earlier on, and we are going to be giving them surveys, which I have manipulated and put them onto Word document, which are very friendly now. And these surveys will be filled out. I am trying to make sure that this event sets a precedent whereby the tools for following up with the people that attend the event will be followed up, because there's no way of following up with them for their preferences, what they are commenting about, what their feelings are towards the station. I spoke to Dave Johnson, just left, but apparently Jennifer Kaiser has a black box in KPFK where all the past surveys have been dumped into. They have never gone into a database. And a month ago, I spoke to Dave Johnson about it so that him and I could work on it. And also Jesse Wood, this has led nowhere, even though I'm willing to work on it. So I'm bringing this up now because nothing has been done with it. By the way, Jesse Wood is out on medical leave, so I don't know when she will be back. There's nothing serious out here. It's not easy putting an event like this. I want this to be very different. I want this to really be a celebration. Too much has been happening, and I want to put a good face forward, but be realistic and communicate and have the audience talk to management, programmers, and everybody else. I've spoken to everybody from, I had a meeting recently with the IGM. He's excited. We may be doing a live broadcast. So this is exciting and very new. Also with Gustin Blasdell to do pitch for us. So we're doing, trying, I want this to be very different than the past town halls. So I'm trying to put these things in outside community bulletins. There's a lot of work, and I'm an army of one. So, and some people have donated money, and I have been, and I only work one day a week. So I have incurred gasoline, and I hope that I do get reimbursed because I can't do this on my own. Okay, thank you. I invite you all to come to our next meeting in KPFK, and that will be Tuesday, the 24th of June, and you can help out.
What time?
7 p.m. at upstairs KPFK. Thank you.
Let me go. Which member of the Spanish language program would be able to make a card?
This is also based, the LSB Town Hall Task Force is also focusing the Town Hall event. It's with the YJC, Youth Justice Coalition.
Yes.
So there will be youth there from YJC who will be giving a presentation.
Yes.
We are focusing on
the youth and youth direction.
There's a lot in the community going on and a lot of issues. And so the issues that you hear with the adults going on, just know that there's always youth out there that also come into the class and carry those issues. And so we need to make sure that we are giving a voice to everyone, and we are supporting our future and not letting the system throw them behind bars where they're not getting sunlight and growing poverty.
Also, the audio art center are going to have a presentation as well.
Thank you.
Thank you
for coming.
Thank you very much.
To everyone, thank you.
No audio problem.
Okay, I'm going to see it.